Okay, I'm going to move on to Kate Ornsby now and ask Kate to come up, and she's our final speaker before coffee. So we're going to hear a little bit from Kate, and as I said earlier, Kate's going to make her way around the strands throughout the day, and she's going to drop in and she's going to have a little listen. Kate's the lucky one. Kate does get to hear more. And she's going to report back to us so that we get Kate's perspective on the day as a whole, so that we will hear kind of the end story from Kate as well. So no further ado, and just before coffee, you have about 10 more minutes to go. Over to you, Kate.
Thank you so much. It's been a long time since I've been in England, and I don't think I've ever faced a Roma family here before, and it's overwhelming and completely gratifying. Before I begin, I'd like to know if there's anybody here with family, friends, loved ones stationed in Iraq or the Middle East, any trouble spots in Africa, Tibet, Indonesia, any other trouble spots? Okay. Can we please have a moment of silence while we send best wishes for comfort, safety, for all those involved in those horrible places? Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for your opening remarks. I'm overwhelmed. I'm speaking to you, and I will be speaking to you, not as an activist. I have been accused of being an activist. I've never owned up to being an activist. I call myself an artist in service to activism. So my goal is I want to meet some of those interested people who have pots of money. Just come see me. So this is Transfabulous 07, and it's the first of 3 days of study, sex, work, and play here at London Pride. Everyone in the States was jealous when I said I was coming to something called Transfabulous. We don't give our events something as fun as names like that. We just don't. We're too fucking puritanical over there. But the fact is, we are fabulous. We work at being fabulous. Each one of us in our own way, mild and wild alike. We are extraordinary. We are unusual. And we're quite remarkable. We're amazingly good at what we do best, which is being fabulous. And we have no basis in reality in the uber culture that is swallowing or killing all of us, invisibilizing us, or depriving or denying each and every one of us. We are mythical creatures in that uber culture. And that's fabulous too. We just need to use our fabulous to get what we want. And that's where fabulous gets taken seriously. Fabulous never gets discussed much in queer theory, and even less in postmodern theory. I once asked a very high-level postmodern theorist. I said, where does postmodern theory cover fun? She looked at me like, that was 3 years ago. She hasn't gotten back to me yet. Our gender expressions are fabulous, each and every one of us. I have to say, I've been sitting up here, lucky me, I am attracted to each and every person in this room. Yes, you, handsome. And you, you beautiful, gorgeous thing. I am. I know, I want you to take your clothes off. Our fabulousness does not get taken seriously outside of our own conference, so please, I hope we do take it seriously here today. I know what fabulous means to me. I do not know what fabulous means to you. But I am going to be attending, pretty much popping in and out in each of every workshop. So if you see me come in and then leave, please don't think it's because, ew, I don't like what's being done. It's because these strands are being spun and woven, and we will cut them of a piece at the end of the day. We should have a lovely tapestry by the end of the day. You will see me with, is Claudia here?
She's seeing to latecomers.
All right. Claudia and I will be popping in and out together. And at the end of the day, I'll be talking about what I've seen. Why? Because we finally have a day to ourselves. We finally have a day to work hard, listen, and respond to each other. As Jay said, what have you to say? What have you to learn? We're talking about what? Trans in the workplace, health issues, education, safety, family, friends, and lovers. That's what we stand to learn if we work hard today, if we cross-pollinate each other when we're done with our work. And why should we do that? Because in this room, I think, is the true key to trans unity, and that is overcoming the barriers of not only gender differences, but also race and age and class and nationality and religion and body type and sexuality. I see us all represented in this room, some not as many as others. So, we are the future of sex positivity and gender anarchy in the world today. And the future had better not look anything like it does today, or there won't be much future left for any of us on this planet. And while we're on the subject of planetary sickness, I am sorry that my president is such a fucked up idiot. I didn't vote for him. I want to learn about you in London. I want to take your ideas back to the States with me. Maybe we can help each other fire up this revolution of ours, make our gender revolution even more fabulous. Like the image for this conference, are the designers of that image here? Oh my God, I want a poster of that image up in my room. I think that idea of trans revolution is beautiful. I want to live up to it today. Let's keep that image in mind, please, when we walk through the day here, learning about each other's wild and mild and wonderful and wacky and sometimes even scary ways of being fabulous, because we are fucking worth it. Thank you for your kind attention.